right, where's Mike? I gotta find him. Get this show intro out of the way. Mike? You in here?
Hello?
I come in? Hey, how's it going?
Pretty good, Paul.
Hey, so I just wanted to get this show intro done for the, the special episode that we're doing.
Couldn't wait a little bit?
Well, are you in the middle of something?
I just got out, literally just got out of the shower.
Oh, okay. Well, just real quick, tell our listeners, our B-movie maniacs out there, where we're at, what we're doing, that sort of thing.
Okay, well, I'm personally in the bathroom. Well, you are too.
We're both
in the bathroom in Milwaukee going to the Twisted Dreams Film Festival.
Yeah.
Currently middle of drying my balls.
Okay, so that's what the towel is for?
Most privacy, as much as I can get out of this.
Right.
But yeah, we're going. Paul has a film called Below Decks. It's screening tonight. We're going to go hang out at the festival today and see that tonight. And it's going to be real fun.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to clean myself up a little bit.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
So we're in Milwaukee right now.
Damn.
And stay tuned. There's going to be a lot of good stuff going on.
Uh-huh.
Twisted Dreams Special, featuring interviews with filmmaker Adam Krause, Twisted Dreams founders Stephen Milik and Christopher House, and producer Seth Kromick. Plus, a very twisted ghost hunt with investigator Tim Bovlenka. And now, here's Paul Brooks and Mike Hayes.
We finally made it. It was, I didn't think we were going to make it.
Why didn't you? It's snowing outside. Is that what you mean?
It's April 15th, Paul, and I know we're in Milwaukee in the Midwest, but we shouldn't have, what is this, at least 6 inches?
It's pretty rough. But we made it. We're at the Time Cinema in Milwaukee for the Milwaukee Twisted Dreams Horror Film Festival, and I'm excited to be here. How about you?
I'm very excited. I'm warm. Well, I mean, that's not the main key. I'm excited. We just watched a film called The Nursery, which was fantastic. It was really fun.
Very twisted, very creepy stuff.
Yes, exactly. There was a lot of inventive stuff that I thought was pretty great, actually. So that was pretty cool, and I'm excited we're going to see the short film block coming up that's got your film in it, Below Decks, amongst, 10 other things or something. It's a handful of stuff.
So we're going to go watch this short film block, and then we'll check in with everybody after that.
Yeah, we'll get the executive producer on as well, and we'll do maybe a little back and forth. It's cool. It's great. It's snowing. Let's go watch some movies.
I'm chatting right now with Adam Krause. Adam, you have a new film coming out called Gags. Tell me a little bit about the feature film and tell me a little bit about... Actually, let's start with this. You had a sort of a PR stunt that you did back in 2016 that kind of went viral and got the ball rolling. Chat about that a little bit, and then we'll talk about the new feature.
Sure. The project started out as a short film. Before the short film's release, I thought it would be fun to pull a little marketing stunts and convince the city of Green Bay that an evil clown was roaming their streets late at night. The marketing stunt was incredibly successful. It went viral within a week.
It was all over the news.
It started the clown craze of 2016. It was just nuts. It was a fun ride to be on. We released the short that October. It had a great festival run. Producers from Chicago contacted me. They were interested in making it a feature film. I was interested in getting it made into a feature film, and we took it from there.
That's awesome. From that, you've started this new feature film that's deep into post-production right now. Talk a little bit about that and what you're planning on doing with it.
Yeah, so we shot the feature film in May of 2017. And now we are in the final stretch of post-production. We're hoping to have the film complete and out of our hands by the end of April. And then we are going to hope to get a world premiere at a film festival this summer or fall, and then play the distribution game.
What was your feeling? What was it like when your PR stunt went viral? What did that feel like for you? Were you expecting it to become that big? And were you scared at any point that it was, you know, kind of a little bit out of your control?
I did not think it was going to be successful. The whole premise of Gags is based on real life incidents from like 2013 and 2014. The Wasco clown, the Berkshire clown, real incidents of these clowns roaming around cities at night, just baiting people to take pictures of them. So I thought, you know, because of the short film, it would be fun to kind of do that in Green Bay, Wisconsin. And when it did take off, I mean, when I had five people lined up to share the post immediately. And I told my cast and crew, I'm like, we'll see how many shares we have after the first day. If we barely have like 20 shares, we'll just announce the short film and be done with it. And I think after that first day, there were 9,000 shares. And then after that, it just kept building and building and building. And 3 days later, we were on Fox News. And yes, to answer your second question, it did get scary. It got so big, and it's so much attention, and, you know, people, it wasn't all positive. A lot of it was negative, which actually makes it into the Gags feature. It becomes a plot line in the Gags feature. These people that were very angry towards this clown, and they threatened him with just the most ridiculous violence that you couldn't even come up with in a horror film. And these were real people. And there was just something about these clowns that incited this anger in people that we... Yeah, I thought it was really fascinating because I was on the receiving end of most of it. So we wrote that into the feature film, and I think that's what I'm most proud of with the feature is how it tackles that real-life aspect of, you know, some people thought this clown craze was fun, some people thought it was, you know, ridiculous, and some people were really mad at it. So we kind of get it all encapsulated in the film.
That's a really interesting story. Best of luck with the feature, and thanks so much for chatting with us.
Absolutely, man. Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, well, I'm chatting right now with Steve and Chris, who are the founders and the directors of the Milwaukee Twisted Dreams Horror Festival. Guys, thanks so much for putting this together.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Yeah, no problem. Glad you can make it.
Yeah. I'm very happy to be here, very happy to be part of the festivities. Just tell us a little bit about sort of how you came up with the idea to start this festival, what the inspiration was for it.
Well, there was a need for it. There was no horror film festival here in Milwaukee. There was one in Chicago, Madison, cities all around Milwaukee, but nothing in Milwaukee. We thought, well, Milwaukee has horror film. They're horror fans, and we're horror fans, so there was a need there, and we just filled it.
And Milwaukee always seemed like a prime ground. I mean, with, you know, we're the home of Jeffrey Dahmer, and, you know, with Ed Gein not far from here. So, it, you know, it felt like there was a, seemed like a perfect place to do it. And we're like, oh, why is there no horror festival? And someone's like, well, do it yourself. And we're like, oh, okay.
And so this is how many years now have you guys been running it?
It's our third year. Our third year, but our first in our new home at the time, cinema.
What about some of your guys' personal? I assume that you're big fans of the genre yourself. Do you have any personal favorite horror movies that come to mind when you're talking about, you know, weird stuff like this?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Creepshow, 1982. That's my all-time favorite horror movie. That's just the perfect horror movie. It's got something for everybody.
And for me, I always talk about Nightmare on Elm Street. It's kind of my introduction to horror films, so it still has a very special place in my heart. I went to like a sleepover in fourth grade, and, you know, we watched a bunch of horror films, and I was like the first one. I was
the
like,
stuff.
Oh. The Stuff.
Well, and can't forget the stuff.
I know. Nightmare on Elm Street and The Stuff were the two films we watched that night at the sleepover. And, you know, since then I've been hooked on horror films. So, but yeah, you can't forget The Stuff. It's a great film.
It's a classic.
Absolutely. Love it. I got it on Blu-ray.
Oh, wow.
Nice, yeah.
I need to do that.
I have it on VHS.
Nice. You guys have clearly put a ton of effort into this festival. Just tell us a little bit about everything that goes into it and sort of how long it takes. Is this something that you guys are working on for most of the year, sort of planning everything?
Yeah, definitely. We started this year shortly after we closed out last year. It's, you know, we opened up submissions. Well, first we found our new venue here, and then we opened up submissions and started watching films. And, you know, maybe about 6 months ago we were looking for sponsors. And, yeah, it's definitely a full year's work.
Right. Yeah. I mean, yeah, watching the films, like we got over 100 submissions this year. So watching all of them were, is definitely one of the more time consuming stuff. And then, yeah, as you get close to their festival, it's all about trying to figure out what we want to do. Well, this year we added panels, we added a spook show, bands playing. So all that is new to us. So there's a lot of just planning, logistics, and trying to figure out who's doing what. So, but yeah, it's definitely very time consuming, not easy, as at first people implied. But yeah, it's very time consuming, but it's a lot of fun.
I got to ask, because Lloyd Kaufman does the narration for our podcast, and he basically is doing an intro on every block, a video intro. How did you guys get in contact with him to get involved with Twisted Dreams?
Well, we have a friend named Michael Viers, who's a local filmmaker here that works at Trauma, or used to work at Trauma as an editor. And we just said, hey, can you put us in touch with Lloyd? And he's like, oh, yeah. So we just asked Lloyd, you know, can you do this for us? And like, yeah, sure, no problem. Awesome. And then when we asked him to be a judge this year for our features, yeah, no problem. So.
That's great. That's awesome. Last question. What is your number one favorite part about the festival? It can be anything. What's the first thing that comes to mind, that the thing that you enjoy most about doing this?
Oh, it's this time right here, right now, just seeing the audience reaction, you know, people coming out of the theater smiling, you know, it's just interacting with everybody at the festival. So it's these 3 days that we work so hard the full year for.
Right.
Yeah, pretty much the same thing, just like interacting with people, like meeting new people, having filmmakers come and talk to each other. And, you know, especially when we do have the local group, we hope that spawns like collaboration between all the different types of filmmakers. So, yeah, it's really just having that collective. We keep saying it's a collective experience, like having that experience in the theater with the group of people. That's what we like. And it's just a lot of fun having people come out and like, oh, I didn't like this movie, but, you know, I like this one. So it's just fun listening to people and talking and meeting new people. So,
yeah. Well, guys, again, thank you so much for putting this together. I'm really happy to be a part of it. And best of luck with keeping the festival going in the future. Hopefully there'll be a lot more of these. So thank you very much.
I hope so. Thank you.
Yep. Thanks.
Well, hey, Maniacs, guess what? We did it. We watched this film festival, and I'm back here again with Paul Brooks.
Yeah, hello.
And with Seth Kromick.
Hello.
I had a lot of fun. How about you guys?
Yeah, it was great. This is actually the first independent film festival that I've participated in. Well, both like gone just as an audience member, but also participated in. So it was great. It was interesting to see the different approaches to short film.
Yeah, it was great. I mean, I've been to a pretty decent amount of festivals, and sometimes they're okay. Sometimes they're not the greatest thing in the world. You can tell that the guys at Milwaukee Twisted Dreams care a lot about, you know, making it a fun experience for everybody, and they spend a lot of time putting it together, and it's a quality film festival. So.
Yeah, actually, the opening movie, the full-length movie that was shown before all the shorts, they had people come up on stage from that movie and actually say the exact same thing, talk about, like, we've been to a lot of film festivals, this one is so well put together, like, everyone is, you know, really taking care of us, so it definitely shows.
So, yeah, so you guys screened your film Below Decks during the short film block that went on today. How did that go for you guys? How did that feel? Seth, for the first time to see the final color-corrected version, what was it like to see the product on the big screen?
That was really neat. Like, I had seen a cut of the film before, but I think there was still some editing going on with it. So to see it in its entirety on a big screen, to see Paul's name up there, to see my name up there, like, on a big screen, it was really cool. It was very, like, validating, and it makes me excited to, you know, we have some other stuff in the works that's going to be happening. So, yeah, it was fun. It's all brand new to me, and I really liked it.
Yeah. So how about for you, Paul? You've seen the movie once or twice, probably.
What?
you know.
Oh, at a festival.
No, I meant in general. You've edited the shit out of this thing.
Yeah, but this was the first time that I saw it on a big screen as well. I've been to a handful of festivals where the movie has been playing, and they've been good festivals, but you know, a lot of times you'll get like a venue where it's a projector or, you know, like a screen that isn't necessarily inside of a theater. This was the first time that the movie actually played in a real movie theater, and it was cool to see that.
You've got your film Below Decks. It was fantastic, if I may say.
Oh, thank
I loved
you.
It. But what were there any other highlight films, something you maybe that stood out to you that you enjoyed during the festival? I'm sure you liked many of them, but is there one in particular that stood out?
Yeah, I mean, there were some really quality short films at this festival. I went on Friday night. I went on Saturday during the day. And obviously, we were there today for a handful of hours as well. Yesterday, there was a movie that played in one of the short blocks called The Manual that was pretty interesting, almost more of a sci-fi theme element to it. And that one was, I liked that one a lot, yeah.
Nice. How about you, Seth?
What was the name of the one that I liked?
You said Photokill, I believe.
Photokill, yeah. Photokill was one of the shorts that we saw today. It started off kind of serious and dark, but then it got a little sillier, sort of satirical, like as it went on. I really like that one. It was twisted. It had a lighter feel to it, but I mean, everything, like some of them had like clearly had really high production value, like the equipment, the editing, the music, the lighting and everything, even if it was short. So it was just interesting to see like that kind of range, you know, outside of what we had worked on.
And Mike, I think you mentioned this one earlier, but The Nursery was interesting. It was a feature film about ghosts. Pretty twisted, gotta say. Pretty yeah. twisted. And I'm feeling pretty inspired, so we might have to do something a little.
Baby.
Well, no, I'm thinking, you know, maybe we're at a hotel that might have some hauntings going on, so might have to check that out later.
Oh, Paul, you know I get spooked real easily. You're not taking me on this adventure, are you?
Yeah, hey, listen.
We know how spooked Mike can get, so exercise caution.
But it's a twisted weekend, Mike, so you're just going to have to go with it.
Paul, if I see a ghost, I'm not going to be pleased.
Yeah, that's scary stuff.
All right, well, guys, thank you for sitting down with me in this room inside of a hotel room on Paul's episode that I'm doing the interview here for. So it's been a great...
It's been good.
It's been real good.
And twisted. It's been very
it's
twisted.
It's been very twisted. I'd like to say thank you to the Milwaukee Twisted Dreams Film Festival. Yes. I'm not even part of it. I had a fun time going, though.
If you're in the Milwaukee area and you want to check it out next year, I would say definitely do it because it's a fun time.
All right. Well, I guess I'm going to let you guys go. And Paul, have fun on your ghost hunting. I will not be partaking in that. No.
We're going to go drink beers and then ghost hunting.
This is the last you're going to hear me. That's too spooky.
Let's go drink beers.
Seth, are you going to come to this ghost hunting?
Unfortunately, I am not. It's just too spooky.
Yeah. Okay. Well, anyway, Paul, have fun. Everyone have fun listening to whatever Paul does later and get spooked because I will not be part of this.
Well, Mike, here we are. We're back at our hotel. I'm sorry, this is gonna have to happen.
How come Seth doesn't have to come?
Well, Seth is gone. He went back to Chicago. You're still here.
Yeah, but that's not an excuse. But, gee, I'm on edge.
You're on edge right now.
I am on edge.
Wow, holy cow. But
no, that was an explainable noise.
I know, well, but
we're
still.
We're about to hear some unexplainable
noise. Listen, I have a good piece of news. We have our friend Tim here with us, and Tim is going to help us with a little something this evening. Tim, are you ready?
I don't know how I could possibly prepare myself for something like this.
So. That's true. What we're gonna do, we're inspired. We saw a movie earlier tonight that we've mentioned called The Nursery, a little bit of a ghost tale. And so we're at this, you know, old hotel, well, old brewery that was transformed now into a hotel. And
She's getting in the shower.
Oh, okay. Stephanie's getting in the shower. Okay, yeah. Explainable noise. We're going to go out into the hotel and see if we can find us any ghosts. We're going to do a little ghost hunting right now. Now, Mike, what is...
The AC or the heat.
The heat turned on? Okay. Oh, jeez, Louise.
you have a piece of equipment, a new piece of equipment that you're introducing into the investigation this evening. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, I found a EMP. Is that the right word?
EVP?
EVP, yeah, the voice thing they use. EVP recorder I've got. I found an app, so I'm just going to go ahead and we'll use that. We'll be able to record
ghost sounds.
Some ghosties, yeah. I hope nothing.
Hopefully not, but we're about to find out. What's the name of the hotel we're at?
The Brew House Suites and Inn? Inn and Suites? Something? The Brew House.
The Brew House Suites and Inn. Let's go check it out, guys.
There was a ghost when we were watching Wishmaster last night.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, but it was in the movie.
Right, so that's okay.
Yeah. Stairs anywhere? Should we do some stairs?
Yeah, let's do some stairs.
This way.
Okay.
No, this way.
It's an ice machine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do we follow this exit?
Okay. Boy, kind of creepy. Hearing some music. Hopefully there are people downstairs playing that music.
There's some TVs on.
Oh, okay.
So, again, explainable.
Okay.
Explainable.
That's been debunked.
Yeah. Should we go up? We're not going to the roof, but should we go up to maybe the top floor?
That was us, right?
Yeah, that was us.
We did that.
Door
okay.
Shut on its own accord.
All right, let's go. We're going up some stairs, and guys, this could be a bit of a hot spot. Imagine all the activity.
Should we check on the stairs for an EVP?
Yeah, let's do it right here.
Okay. We get the app running here. This is a free app. You just got to deal with the ads. Okay, so I'm gonna ask a question, then record and see if we get any response.
Okay.
Okay. Has anyone been murdered on these stairs and is mad about it? Okay.
Okay,
let's see what
creepy.
I'm gonna try. I'm gonna play it back.
Give that to me one more time, Mike.
We
just picked up a Class A EVP in this stairwell.
Oh, there's so many ads in this app. Where'd it go? It was this one. Oh, God.
Wow. Wow.
Like, we know that's the... Because we heard the door, right? While we were recording, we heard the door.
Tim, this is getting real spooky.
I'm not thrilled about this experience.
No, me either. Holy cow. All right, we're on the sixth floor now. Oh, jeez Louise, that was us. Wow, holy shit. We are really high up. Mike, take it from here.
Okay. There's the big walkway here, it's very high up. Paul, do you want me to take an EVP from the middle?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, I'm gonna take an EVP from the middle here. Recording. Has anyone been thrown off of this ledge? Okay, I'm gonna go back to Paul and see if we got anything. Come on, Tim.
Analyzing the EVP now. Sound human to me. It sounded not good.
It sounded very scary, Paul. My hands are shaking with this.
Jeez. Okay. We gotta press on.
What if... Do you think we should either go down to the bottom where all the copper kettles are from the brewery?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay, let's maybe take the elevator this time.
Good call. Hop in the elevator. Tim, we're getting a lot of activity already.
I'd rather be watching Ghost Adventures than having a ghost adventure.
Exactly. I'm right there with you. Whew, man. All right, but we are going to hop into this elevator. It was the elevator.
The door started opening.
Okay.
accidents happen in the workplace.
Yeah, that's why. That's why I figured there's probably got to be. What was that? That was the elevator.
Elevator. Okay.
There's got to be some weird stuff going on. Oh, okay. Because of all the workplace, you know, this
potential.
This was a brewery for a long time. Brewery.
Yeah, yeah.
I believe the old PBR facility, if I'm not mistaken.
That's correct. PBR was brewed here for a long time. So, Mike, where are we at right now?
Well, we're by what Tim described as the stained glass window here, and it looks like there's an old beer god emblazoned upon this stained glass window. Maybe we should do an EVP here and see if
the beer god will talk to us. Yeah.
That's pretty creepy, so this is a good spot.
Okay.
Tim, you got a question?
God, I'm so scared. If there's a beer god present in this location, can you please make your presence known to us?
That was my ankle making that noise.
Okay, you ready to play it back?
Yeah, let's hear it.
All right, here we go.
That was, you know, pretty damning evidence that ghosts are real.
Wow, 3 Class A EVPs in one night. Guys, I would say that this was a pretty successful little ghost investigation here.
What was that? What was that?
That was me. I sneezed. I'm sorry.
You sneezed?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's seasonal.
Okay, okay. God, no! I can't spend the night here, guys.
We have to go home. We have to go home right now.
There's nowhere to go.
No, we can drive. We can go to your place tonight. We can go at the train station.
There's not a train until the
morning. Okay.
I think we just gotta triple lock that door and we'll be okay. This is a little alarming.
Have us in your thoughts and prayers because we are going to need them. Thank you very much for listening to our special episode live, possibly last episode live from Milwaukee, Wisconsin for the Twisted Dreams Film Festival. I think it's safe to say that things got pretty twisted tonight.
I need to go change my underwear.
Good night, everybody.
Listen up, maniacs. Do you have a question or a comment? Would you like to send some bourbon to Uncle Lloydie? You can contact the gang on Facebook at B-Movie Mania. You can also drop them a line at bmoviemania.com. Reach out. Touch them. They're touching themselves. And they might just reach back. I'm Lloyd Kaufman saying, see you next time on B-Movie Mania. Woohoo!
Hey everybody, this is Mike, your scaredest B-movie maniac right now. I'm hiding inside of the little closet in our hotel room. I'm very scared, but I wanted just to pop back on real quick to say that if you like this podcast, please, you know, subscribe, you know, iTunes or you know, Stitcher or wherever you find podcasts. And if you really liked it, if you liked how scary this episode was, maybe put a review on or something, like maybe just say boo or something on there. You know, something that really helps a lot and helps us pay for if there's any sort of like needs, like for ghost busting or something, because I don't want to do this ever again. Okay. Paul? What? Oh my god, I gotta go. Okay, oh my god.